Good morning. Here is the YOSI News Bulletin for today, presented by the participants of the Journalism Camp 2019.
The headlines. For the last phase of the elections, Prime Minister Modi filing his nominations from Varanasi today.
Sri Lankan Defence Secretary resigned over his post on 25th April, Thursday, 2019.
Peak power demand in Tamil Nadu state falls off earlier heights.
A new metro station is planned in Chennai city to connect the Marina Beach with the airport and central station.
A low-pressure area closer to the southern parts of India intensifies into a cyclone and likely to hit the coastal areas around the weekend. It may be called Fani, a name given by Bangladesh.
In IPL cricket match, Rajasthan Royals won by 3 wickets against Kolkata Knight Riders yesterday.
Now, news in elaboration. The last phase of election in India will be held on May 19. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is filing his nomination today at Varanasi. All political parties begin intense campaigning.
Sri Lanka's Defence Secretary Hema Siri Fernando stepped down from his post amid allegations for mishandling the intelligence reports that came before Easter Sunday attack. Fernando's decision comes a day after Sri Lankan President Maithripala Sirisena asked him to resign.
The demand for electricity in Tamil Nadu has gone up to 3,500 watts this year. The electricity department attributes the demand to the early onset of summer in the state.
A new metro station is to come up on Chennai's iconic Marina Beach in a few years. The plans for a new station named Lighthouse are on. The station will be built under Dr. Radhakrishnan Salai and Kamaraj Salai Junction under the Gandhi statue.
Weather forecast today. Cyclone Fani in Chennai, Tamil Nadu, April 26, 2019. The Indian Met Department has warned that Cyclone Fani could cross the North Tamil Nadu coast on April 30th. In light of this, it has issued a red alert for areas in and around coastal Tamil Nadu and Puducherry.
Avengers Endgame, the most awaited movie of the year, has been released all over the world amidst all the fanfare. It has been released in over 2,600 screens in India. It will be an epic conclusion to the MCU and will change the way it has been known for the last 11 years.
In yesterday's IPL match, Rajasthan Royals won against the Kolkata Knight Riders with a score of 177/7. Dinesh Karthik, unbeaten 97, goes in vain. Today, Chennai Super Kings face against the Mumbai Indians at Chepauk Park Stadium in Chennai.
Earlier 5 matches were played at Chepauk Park between CSK and Mumbai Indians from 2008. CSK won the first 2 matches in 2008 and 2010. And they lost in the next 3 matches. Cricket fans are looking forward to an exciting match.
Here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi filing his nominations from Varanasi today as the last phase of the elections. Sri Lankan Defence Secretary resigned from his post on 25th April 2019. Peak power demand in Tamil Nadu state falls off earlier heights.
New metro station planned in Chennai city connecting Marina Beach to the airport and central station. Low-pressure cyclone to enter Tamil Nadu state over the weekend. The most awaited movie of the year, Avengers Endgame, releases today. In IPL cricket match, Rajasthan Royals won by 3 wickets against Kolkata Knight Riders yesterday.
You just heard the news bulletin produced and presented by Bhuma Varsha, Charan, Harini, Harshavardhan, Jonas, Monish, Nikita, Nivriti, Sanjeev Krishna, Sanchita, Srishti, Aisha, Vaishnav and Zahabia.
For more news updates, visit www.yosi.in.